Hi. Did my dress give it away? Yes, I'm going to the engagement party too. 11th floor. I've already pushed the button. Who do I know? Wow, so you don't recognize me? Yes, we know each other. I'm the bride's sister. Your best friend used to live next door to us. Well, at least you remember my name. I've changed? In what way? Different, huh? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Care to be more explicit? Yeah, my hair's shorter. And contacts are way more comfortable anyways. What was your name again? Oh, yeah. You've changed too, you know. I don't know, you seemed taller back then. Or maybe I just got taller. Mad at you? Now why would I be mad at you? It's not like you used to bully me relentlessly or anything. Now, if you'll excuse me. I have to go see my sister and keep her away from the open bar, or she'll end up embarrassing herself by doing karaoke topless on a table. Oh my god! Can you watch where you're going? Just... Oh, don't let me do it. Damn it! I knew I should have picked up the glass of champagne instead of the red wine. My roommate is gonna kill me if I can't get the stain out. I borrowed this dress from her. Will you stop? Dabbing at it with a dirty napkin is only gonna make it worse. Now, move out of the way. I'm going to the bathroom. What are you doing? Why are you following me? I don't want to talk to you. You made my life miserable as a kid, and now you've ruined my dress. Just go back to the party. Looks like you were having a great time. I don't need your help. Oh, really? You need the bathroom too, coincidentally, at the same time as me, huh? Stalker. Wait. What was that? Oh my god! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Why aren't any of these buttons working? Don't tell me to relax. We're stuck in a tiny metal box in the dark. Jeez, even the emergency call button is unresponsive. Is this some kind of prank of yours? Honestly, you pranked me so many times, I wouldn't even be surprised if you set this up to freak me out, like the good old times. I don't know, you might know the concierge or something. Your evil plans have no bounds, as far as I can remember. Damn it. No signal on my phone. Yours? Of course. And everyone will be too busy partying to notice we've disappeared. No, they won't. They'll just assume there's a problem with the elevator and take the stairs instead. I'm telling you, we're gonna be here for hours. It's happened to me before. If the emergency call button doesn't work, you have to wait for someone to actually realize there's a problem and ask for help, which can take a while. I don't know, like 3 times? Well, what can I say? I'm a pretty unlucky girl. Yeah, maybe it's a power cut. Maybe the whole building is affected and they'll know to check the elevators to see if anyone got stuck. Maybe not. Stop whispering in the dark, dude. It's super creepy. What are you muttering to yourself anyways? What poem? And why are you reciting it now? It helps you stay calm? Huh. Didn't know you were scared of the dark. Sorry, scared of confined spaces. Yes, I know it's called claustrophobia. What's that poem, anyways? Oh, I know that one. Emily Dickinson, huh? Had to write a full essay about it in school. I'm pretty sure I still remember it by heart. Could I say it out loud for you? Are you kidding me? Why would I do anything nice for you? Because you were so cruel to me. Don't you remember? Oh, it was that bad. Maybe not for you, but for me it was. What did you do? Huh, let me think. You'd call me names. Four Eyes, Brainiac, Egghead, rings a bell? You made fun of me when I got bangs. You'd make me jump all the time, appearing out of nowhere just to terrify me. You said you'd take me to the prom because I didn't have a date. You were not being kind. You were being cruel. You only asked out of pity. That's... What do you mean you didn't? Huh? You liked me? Well, you sure had a funny way of showing it. Yeah, maybe you were just a kid, but I was a kid too. And yet I knew better than to give someone false hopes and make them feel like a pathetic loser. Say that again. Again, but more sincere this time. God, I've been wanting to hear your apology for so long, and now that I finally have it, it doesn't even feel as good as I imagined it would. Well, yeah, I've moved on, but that kind of stuff, it stays with you throughout the years. Even today, whenever I put my glasses on in the evening and I see my reflection in the mirror, I feel like that girl again. The loser. I still hear your voice, or some other kids' voices that used to bully me in school. I have dreams about it, and sometimes I even wake up in sweats. Jeez, you must think I'm so pathetic. You don't. Yeah, I don't believe you. Just like I don't believe your apology. If you truly felt bad, you would have reached out to me. You would have written me a letter, or given me a phone call, or even slid in my DMs sooner to say sorry. But you didn't. You just forgot about me. You literally couldn't remember me earlier when you saw me. You lied. But why? I'll believe that you felt stupid and cowardly and you didn't know how to react, but I still won't believe that you had a crush on me. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You thought I was cute? Even with the two short bangs? Okay, well, I have a confession to make. I lied too. I did remember your name. I just wanted to annoy you. Fine, you've earned your poem. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Hand sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb of me. How do you feel? Good. I'm glad it helped. How do I feel? I don't know how to feel about any of this. I mean, it doesn't change everything, but it's like I'm trying to adjust my perception of you. And it's a little bit hard in the dark. You know what? You looked better without the flashlight. Now you look like Jack the Ripper. It's creepy. Turn it off. What do you do? Do you, like, work in the city, or... Well, I'm just trying to make small talk. But we can just sit here in awkward silence if you prefer. Until someone comes to our rescue. I just don't know much about you. Last time we saw each other was before the prom. If I remember well, you had all these girls swooning over you and begging for your attention. I saw you on the dance floor earlier. It seems like certain things don't change. It is true. I saw at least three girls giving you the eyes from opposite sides of the roof. Not that I was paying that much attention. I was too busy trying to get my sister to slow down on the margaritas. So, is there a lucky girl somewhere? Did you bring a date? Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Were you together for long? Wow. 2 years is longer than any relationship I've ever had. No, I'm desperately single. Dating makes me want to puke. And I work entirely from home, so not many opportunities to meet people. And either way, I always end up getting disappointed whenever I start seeing someone. Plenty of fish? That's easy for you to say. You're hot and charismatic. You can get any girl you want. I'm just ordinary. Okay, don't let it get to your head. Yes, charismatic, like the sort of people who feel comfortable in a crowd and make other people laugh. I mean, yeah, sure, your dance moves are a bit outdated, but at least you don't seem to care. You're confident, and that's attractive, I guess. I didn't say I found you attractive. I said it is attractive to other people. Yes, I think I'm pretty ordinary. Just a simple girl trying to find love. But love does not want to find me. It has a way of avoiding me, actually. And it's getting... Never mind. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. It's not like you could understand. But you've never even been single. Really? For how long? Yeah, 6 months doesn't count, dude. Do you really want to know what I was gonna say? I'll warn you, it's pretty sad. Okay, fine. It's getting really hard to watch everyone around me get into relationships. I feel like everyone's getting engaged, or married, or having babies, while I'm just... waiting in the corner. I feel like a secondary character in everyone else's lives. And it's not just the fact that I'm single and lonely. It's also about feeling like I'm losing my friends to their partners. Once they get into relationships, they sort of forget about me. I used to see my best friend almost every week, and now we barely see each other once a month. I mean, good for her. It's just how life goes. People start doing their own thing, hanging out with other couples. And once they've found their partner in crime, that's it. They no longer need me. That was painful to say. But it's true. Don't waste your breath. I've heard it all before. You'll find someone eventually. Things take time. There's someone out there for you. Yeah, well, I'm tired of waiting in the corner. I want to be the main character for once. What are you doing? If this is another one of your tactics to make me feel less pathetic, then it's working, annoyingly. Why are you doing this? Yeah, this is the kind of thing that would happen to the main character, but I'm not. And you're not. I mean, we don't even like each other. You do? Prove it. Put your hand behind my neck.
Hey, were you guys stuck in here?
Yeah, for like 10 minutes. There must have been a power cut or something.
Oh my gosh, come on out. Your sister was asking where you'd gone. She was about to give a speech and wanted you to be there.
Okay, I'll be right there. What are you... I have to go. Look, thanks for making me feel like the main character. But you can stop playing now. It's okay, really. We can just pretend this never happened. You don't owe me anything. Guess I'll see you at the wedding. There you are! What took you so long? Jake is looking for you. He said you're the only one who could tie a bow tie properly. Even though I tried, I'm not really good at it. Come on, he's waiting for you at the back of the church. Why am I so nervous? It's not like I'm the one getting married. Yeah, one day. Maybe. Maybe not. Why were you late, by the way? Perfecting your speech? I didn't know they wanted you to do a speech. A surprise toast at the party? Well, it better be worth it. Oh my god, here she comes. Thank god her eyes don't look too puffy. I did my best with her makeup. She had a mini breakdown earlier. Just cause she couldn't find her mom's butterfly hair clip. Her something blue. Mom gave it to her before she passed, but we couldn't find it anywhere. I've searched every corner of the hotel without success. I told her it was probably in her house somewhere, but... well, we're an hour away from the city, and it was already too late when we realized, so... there was no way we could drive there to check and make it back in time for the ceremony. What did I do? I did my best, as usual. Tried to save the day. I asked her neighbor to go in and check the bathroom because she has a key to their house. Yep, you guessed it. It was right there by the sink. At least my sister knew it was safe. And then I drove out to the nearest town earlier to buy her another one. Do you know how hard it is to find a blue barrette in a town that only has a handful of stores? One of which is a pet supplies store. I'm not one to give up easily, so I found something suitable eventually. Ha ha, very funny. No, not at the pet store.
not as cute or as vintage as our mom's was, but it'll do the trick. Don't they look so cute? Jeez, I can't believe I'm tearing up already. Our dad looks so proud, walking her down the aisle like she's the most precious thing in the world. I wonder if he'd look the same walking me down the aisle. He'd probably just look relieved. Sorry, I'm just self-deprecating. It's my way to cope. No, I'm not crying. It's just the music, man. The freaking music. It just makes me so emotional. What are you doing? No, it's fine. You can hold my hand. It's just still weird that you're being so nice to me. Anyway, let's be quiet. It's about to start.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
No, I wasn't flirting with that guy.
Okay, maybe I was flirting.
Kinda, but he's not my type anyway.
What's my type?
Why do you want to know, huh? Come on, let's dance.
Not that I know how to, but it doesn't matter, right?
You're a good dancer. You can teach me.
Yes, I said your moves were a bit outdated, but you're still pretty good. How much have I had to drink?
Just a few.
Open bar, right? Free champagne is hard to resist.
What's your poison? Oh, you'll tell me if I tell you my type, huh?
Deal.
I am into people who are passionate about something.
I don't even care if it's not something I'm into.
I just love hearing people talk passionately about the stuff they love. That's attractive to me.
Physically?
I don't really care, as long as they look after themselves. Girl, boy, it's not important.
I do kind of have a soft spot for green eyes, though.
Yes, I've noticed you have green eyes. Although, they're almost blue in the sun. Not that I've paid attention. Nah, I don't want to ask for that guy's number, even if he has green eyes.
Why not?
Look, I've tried dating, okay? It's just not for me.
Tried the apps too. They're even worse.
Well, because people like my profile and then we exchange a couple of messages and then they ghost me. Even when I do manage to get a date, it always goes terribly wrong. One girl, for example, spent an hour talking about her ex. Oh, and this guy I'd been talking to for a week showed up in a tuxedo and with a bouquet of red roses. I thought it was super intense, but I thought I'd give him a chance. Until he said he wanted to bag me before anyone else did, because he was so tired of being single, and that's why he went all in.
Charming, right?
So, favorite drink? Are you kidding? Whiskey is disgusting. But hey, if you can talk passionately about it, who knows? I might fall for you. Yes, you can put your hands around my waist. Reminds me of our, moment in the elevator at the engagement party. That was also super intense. I'm not doing too bad, am I? Okay, good. Where were you for the past few hours, by the way? I saw you leave the church earlier, and you only came back a few hours ago. Oh, now I'm the stalker, huh? Touché. Oh, sounds like Jake is looking for you. Your photography skills are being requested. I guess we'll talk later. Wait, you dropped something. What's that? Oh. The speech. I know I shouldn't, but... hey, I'm too drunk to care. Oh, wow. What? This is not what I expected. Hey, you went back to get the hair clip? My sister just told me. I can't believe you drove all the way to their house to get it. How did you even get in? Jake gave you his key? But why? Why did you do that? You're not even that close to my sister. You just wanted to do something nice? Or is it that you wanted to prove to me that you're a nice person? Bit of both, huh? Look, you didn't need to do that. But I saw how happy it made my sister, so... thank you. Oh, and you dropped this earlier on the dance floor. Did I read it? What makes you think that? The guilty look on my face. Okay, yes, I did read like half of it, and then I felt bad, so I stopped. But I have a request. Please don't make a toast and read it in front of everyone. I think I would die of embarrassment. You want to make a deal? Okay, what is it? You won't read it in front of everyone if I read it out loud right now. Are you sure you want me to? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gathered here tonight to celebrate Jake and Lily's beautiful union. I mean, look at them. They're so gorgeous together, they make us all look like fools. These two have been perfect for each other since they first met. And I still remember the day after Jake moved into his new house. These were his exact words, and I quote, "She's so cool. She has the best Lego set ever." Pause for laughter. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to read that. It quickly became clear to me that Jake had the biggest crush on his new neighbor. And as a typical 13-year-old, I heavily made fun of him for it. I was jealous. This girl was gonna steal my spot, and I knew things would never be the same. Lily, I'm sorry to say that I was your first hater. I secretly called you the bestie thief for years. I was a pretty angry kid back then. My parents had just divorced, and I was incredibly bitter. But in the end, that's what brought us closer, when the same happened to you a year later. Really? reminding her of her parents' divorce on her wedding day. Okay, fine. I'll continue. It was weird sharing something so personal with my enemy, but it made me appreciate you a whole lot more. Jake, I'm sorry I didn't trust her at first. I was just scared you'd forget about me. And when you guys became a couple a few years later, I took it out on Storm, Lily's little sister. I wasn't very nice to Storm. I'd call her funny names, although I realize now they were only funny to me. The truth is, I had a little crush of my own, but God forbid I'd ever admit it. I thought love made you weak and pathetic, so I just hid it behind what I thought was harmless bullying. It wasn't. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that you guys made me believe in love again. All three of you. And I'm sorry I was such a jerk. Do you really mean all of that? I guess I forgive you. For real, this time. I can see how much you've changed. And how much you care. And I forgot to say, I find caring people very attractive. Yes, I do. I actually find it more attractive than the stuff I said earlier. I mean, what's the good in being driven and passionate if you're a shitty person? There's enough ambitious people out there, but not nearly enough kind people. Come here. Green eyes and a kind soul. How could I resist? So, what now? You're gonna drive back to the city? Yeah, I have a better idea. My sister booked a room for me at their hotel. It has a double bed. Just saying. How about you meet me there later, after everyone's gone? Yeah. It's room number 26. Guess I'll see you upstairs. Oh, hello. Come in. Welcome to my humble abode. Why don't you, give me your jacket?
The blue hair clip. Oh, thanks. Yeah, my sister gave it to me because she was so scared of losing it again.
So, we have the lounge over there, a bathroom to the right with a huge bathtub, and the bedroom. Kind of cool, huh? I've never stayed in such a luxurious hotel before. I feel like a VIP or something. My sister kind of splurged. She wanted everything to be perfect. And hopefully, she got what she wanted. You think so? You know so? How? Oh, really? What did she say to you?
Wow. That's uncharacteristically sweet of her. Are you sure she used the word grateful? I kind of wish she'd said that to me directly. She's done nothing but complain to me all day. Anyway, we've never been ones to open our hearts to each other. She's not easy to please, my sister. High standards. She gets that from our dad. And the alcohol fondness. But anyway, I'm relieved she had a good day. Huh? I seem perky? What makes you say that? Okay, full disclosure, I may have had a couple of shots at the bar before going up to my room. Well, because I was freaking out, duh. Liquid courage. I wasn't even sure if you were going to show up. Honestly? Not really, no. Not yet. I don't trust people easily. Been hurt too many times. By you, incidentally. Sorry. We said we were going to leave the past in the past. It's just... I'm a little nervous. Would you like anything to drink? There's a lot of stuff in the minibar. You can have whatever you like. Oh, hey. Your hands are warm. Mine are freezing. I don't know why my hands are always so cold. You'd think I was a vampire or something. Or is it a succubus? I don't know, but some kind of dead creature. Or a zombie. But zombies kind of gross me out. Seriously, I can't even watch a zombie movie without closing my... Are you trying to shut me up? Yeah, I thought so. You've always been good at that, huh? Whenever you'd walk into a room when we were younger, I would freeze and stop talking. Don't know if you ever noticed. You did? Well, yeah, I did kind of hate you, but not really. I was just intimidated. I still am. Why? You know why. You want to hear me say it again, huh? Greedy. Because you have that air of confidence about you. You always know what to say or do. But you're also cute as hell when you're vulnerable, because it doesn't happen very often. Like earlier when I read your speech out loud, I could see how hard that was for you. It made me swoon a little. And you already know how stupidly and insanely attracted to you I am. Yeah, I am. I always have been. And I don't really feel that way a lot of the time, you know? Had a few partners, but nothing serious. Either didn't have the time or the energy, or I just didn't allow myself to fall for them. Because I was so sure they were gonna let me down. I'd find excuses to put an end to it before it even had time to go anywhere. Or maybe I just didn't feel strongly enough about them. Didn't have those butterflies in my belly, you know? But with you, it's different. It's always been different. There's this spark, this pull, this undeniable force that draws me in like a moth to a flame. And no matter how hard I try to ignore it or push it away, it's always there, simmering in the background. Like right now, I can't stop looking at you, and it's driving me insane. I mean, here we are in this fancy hotel room with you standing so close to me. Your hands wrapped around my waist. And all I can think about is how much I want to feel your lips on mine again. And how much I wanted that for a long, long time. So where do we start? Should we go raid the minibar and make some bad cocktail decisions? Or do you have something else in mind? Struggling to focus? Why is that? Oh, looks like I may have found another one of your weaknesses. Neck kisses. That kind of rhymes. Hey! Don't like losing control, huh? Is that why you're pinning me down? Are you scared of what could happen if you let yourself go for once? Fine. What are you gonna do with me then?